There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
And we're now joined on the line by James Law.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
We just want to give a bit of background to this, James. More than a decade ago, Omniap Property started constructing a high-tech apartment building in Business Bay, shaped like an iPod, now called the iPad Tower, and now the Pad. So it's nearing completion, due to open later this year. You're based in Hong Kong. You're the founder of James Law Cybertecture, and you're the architect.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so the building, talk us through this. It was originally designed like an iPod, so it was sort of tilted as we would expect to see an iPod in a dock or a cradle?
Yeah, exactly. So it was a pretty interesting architectural concept to make a building which is more than just a building, so literally like an iPod, of course much, much bigger with over 200 apartments. But the idea really was to make a building that could function almost like an iPod. Not only is it a building to live in, but also a building that has technology that could enhance your life. So you're literally living in a giant iPod that is designed around your life.
So who wouldn't want to live in an iPod in this modern age, I suppose, James? You've likened this to Iron Man's suit. So what are the features that are like Iron Man and those movies?
Well, so why I called it like Iron Man's armor is it's very much like we're in this kind of technological world now, and we like to surround ourselves with new kind of kits and new kinds of solutions. In fact, the Iron Man costume makes the person experience much more. He can walk faster, fly, et cetera, and architecture can do the same. So with this building, we wanted a building that could respond to people's needs. So the lighting can be programmed to their preferences, to their moods. You can have different colors of lighting. It knows in the bathroom, for example, it can have a mirror that could monitor the state of your health as you're using the bathroom, and therefore, kind of keep you healthier and keep you tracking your health data, as well as other aspects like, for example, how the room actually gets accessed. For example, we have biometric locks that allows people not to need a key or forget a key and can actually go into your home without worrying about, turning a key in the lock. Many of these features are making a piece of architecture into almost like a Tony Stark's armor, taking us into a whole level of convenience, taking us to a whole level of health, and taking us to a whole level of automation that really I think we should expect from 21st century architecture.
And James, this was something that you started over 10 years ago, this project. Unfortunately, iPod's no longer part of our everyday life, so you've had to adapt and change the building, of course. How have you managed to keep up? In 10 years, I guess, in architecture, things changed too, the technology, all of that.
Yeah, very much so. So, 10 years ago, we thought all of the technology would be in the building, and people would just experience that through the building. And of course, now you experience most of your technology through your smartphone. So many of the new features that we have now must be through your smartphone. So the ability for you to turn on the air conditioning at home through your smartphone connected to the building, or to be able to really access your car or your self-driving car in the not too distant future, have it drive up from the garage and meet you at the front door via your smartphone through the building to your car. So really, this is one of the big changes. And also the other thing is that we used to have everything wired in the building, and now we can really do everything wireless. So everything is like based on a wireless internet kind of network, and no longer is it a building full of wires, but very much invisible wires connecting all the technology.
It's an interesting building. It looks very cool, James, I have to say.
Thank you.
The fluorescent lights around the building, it has a very, I suppose you'd term it a futuristic look. It's very kind of Blade Runner almost, and beyond that. But it has a 6.5-degree lean, so it is quite literally the Leaning Tower of Dubai, I suppose. How does that work from an architectural standpoint?
So because we really sold the idea of the design based on it actually looking like an iPod originally in a kind of charging dock, which lent at 6.5 degrees. And so we literally followed that geometry. However, to build it, of course, has certain challenges. It's different when you're at the scale of a building. So the building has a rather unique foundation system next to the Dubai Creek. It has to be kind of propped up by the core of the building, which is the vertical lifts that can't go at an incline. But it creates a really kind of iconic feeling. Although it's not the tallest building in Dubai, it's definitely one of the ones that stand out, because when you look at the urban cityscape, most buildings do go vertically up, and this is a building that doesn't seem to quite do that.
It's going to look different. I mean, it's a statement, I think, as much as anything on the canal. It's going to look great. When's it going to be finished?
Well, we very much hope that it will be finished by the end of this year. The fitting out is happening at the moment, and of course there's a lot of technology going in, so all of that needs to be carefully installed and checked and double-checked before residents actually move in. It's actually been quite a long process, as you know. It's been a project that's taken more than 10 years, and so, you know, we're really coming down to the wire now, and we hope to finish it between now and the end of the year.
Can I ask you about something else that you're behind, the OPOD project that you have in Hong Kong? And I've been looking at pictures of this today, and it's been fascinating us in here. We can see lots of different ways you could use this. If you're in a very busy city like Hong Kong or Singapore or London, where land is at a premium, we can see how this might work. But if I can describe this as big pipes with little houses in, rooms and bathroom and kitchen in, and kind of stacked up on each other with a kind of a frame that you can get to your house from, I love the idea of it. Where did that idea come from?
Well, it really came out of my homegrown pressures here we have in Hong Kong. We're now one of the most expensive cities in the world by far, and we are really suffering from the affordability problems that a lot of these major cities have around the world. Lots of young people can't afford to live in a home even though they have a decent salary. So, you know, we needed to create a new kind of architecture that could be much more affordable, and the ability for these to be, you know, mobile, very inexpensive, and the ability for them to be deployed on leftover pieces of land in the city. So I just happened one day by one of my construction sites in Hong Kong, and I saw some of these giant concrete water pipes, which are, you know, readily available, and they've been left on site because they're surplus to their needs on the ground as water pipes. So I got a couple of them, and I said, okay, let's try and make a house out of them. And we did, and we showed it to the public, and it's kind of, you know, gone, you know, literally viral around the world, because we can now create a 150 square foot house for, you know, approximately 50,000 dirhams, and that would be really making a possibility for a lot of people around the world to live in a unique, novel house, but at a very, very low cost, so that it makes it available for everyone.
James, best of luck with the OPODs, and we'll look forward to seeing the pad when it's finished. James Law is the architect behind the pad. James, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
The OPOD thing is just an amazing thing.
You were really into it, weren't you?
Well, some of those pictures, I was looking at it earlier today because I didn't know what it was, and it is exactly as he describes there. Big water pipes, I mean, huge. These are 8, 10 feet in diameter. And you have like basically a studio in a pipe. It's such a clever idea. You can see Airbnb, hotels, novel hotels. You know, like in Japan where you get like little cubicles, that kind of idea.
Pods.
Loads of applications to it. Plus, it's called Pod, so that's not a bad thing.
He likes the sound of things that are Apple related, doesn't
he? Does, yeah.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.